Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 50% chance for showers with a high of 50. Tonight, 90% chance for showers with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 8 Wayne County students and 3 Edwards County High School students have been recognized as 2019-2020 state scholars due to their outstanding academic achievement. Cisney students Joey Allison and Kaylee Konopasek, Fairfield students Katie McCleary, Bria Moreland, and Jessica Sims, and Wayne City students Dawson Barnard, Hannah Cooper, and Dalton Smith were recognized from Wayne County. Edwards County students Erica Michaels, Emily Need, and Micah Rowe were also named to the list. The Illinois Student Assistance Commission provides the list of state scholars, and according to the commission's website, students must have performed in the top half of their high school class at the end of their junior year and scored at or above the 95th percentile on the ACT or SAT tests. Students must also graduate from high school during the academic year in which they were selected as state scholars. The ISAC says congratulatory letters have been mailed to the scholars, and certificates of achievement will be provided to their individual high schools for distribution as well. More news next.
Over the river and through the woods to Grandmother's house we go. But wait, Grandma's stove is on the fritz. What shall we do? Come to Gill's Sales and Service to find Grandma a new stove to cook Thanksgiving dinner on. No matter whether it's gas or electric, quick bake or convection, black, white, stainless, or black stainless, we can fix you right up and make your Thanksgiving meal with your family a special event. That's Gill's Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield, where there's service after the sale. Let's be thankful for our blessings.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, 35-year-old Wayne City resident Desiree E. Pursley was arrested by Fairfield Police early this morning on a Wayne County warrant for escape from a penal institution. According to police reports, at approximately 12:47, an officer on patrol was investigating suspicious activity in the 300 block of Southwest 12th Street. While speaking with a subject on the street, the officer observed Pursley in the common area of an apartment building and knew of the warrant for her arrest. After calling for assistance, the officer approached the apartment, located Pursley, and took her into custody. While retrieving items from the apartment, officers observed items consistent with the use of narcotics, and further investigation led to Pursley being charged with possession of methamphetamine. She was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held without bond. Last week, Pursley was sentenced to 3 years in prison, plus 1 year of mandatory supervision upon her release by Judge Michael Molt in Wayne County Circuit Court. She had admitted to violating her parole on an offense of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. Country songwriters Daryl Worley, David Lee Murphy, and Ray Scott will perform at Johnny and June's in Flora on Saturday for Mara's Mission, A Miracle in the Making. In February of 2017, 5-year-old Maura Smith underwent surgery at the St. Louis Children's Hospital to remove an arteriovenous malformation, or AVM, from her brain. The child is healthy today, and her family is hosting the event to raise money for the pediatric intensive care and neurology units at St. Louis Children's Hospital. Maura Smith's father, Dustin, is with Johnny and June's, and he says his Nashville contacts reached out to him after the ordeal last year, which led to this weekend's event. Doors will open at 6 p.m., and a meal will be available for purchase from Lickin' My Chicken and Pullin' My Pork Barbecue. A wide variety of autographed guitars and other memorabilia will be put up for auction later in the evening, and the live show starts at 6:30. General admission tickets are available at johnnyjunes.com. The Wabash Valley Service Company at Grayville will host a special Christmas open house tomorrow. Children of the community are invited to join Wabash Valley from 4 to 6 p.m. for the second annual Christmas open house. Santa Claus will be the guest of honor, And special surprises are also planned for the evening, including a movie and popcorn. The event is free and open to the public. No tickets or reservations are needed. Wabash Valley Service Company is located at 909 North Court Street in Grayville. The Illinois General Assembly ends its fall session today as Democrats anticipate complete control of the state capitol in January. The bulk of the session's work is over as House action put several measures into law this week by overriding key vetoes by outgoing Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Those measures include an increase in the cap on damage awards in lawsuits against the state to $2 million. That's up from $100,000. Also, there's now a 90-day deadline for law enforcement agencies to take action to help immigrant victims of crime get visas to stay in the U.S., provided they cooperate with police. The 100th General Assembly will reconvene briefly in January before Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker is inaugurated with a new legislature. Democrats have record majorities in both the House and Senate. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclasure has some tips for area residents to keep their gifts and other possessions safe during the holiday shopping season. Chief Colclasure says people may want to consider shipping online orders to their workplace if possible, and they should take the simple precaution of locking their doors.
It's a great time of year. Everybody loves shopping, but also opens up the opportunity for people to take your stuff. So the police department recommends locking the house, locking the car. When you are shopping, of course, park in a well-lighted place, but put your valuable stuff in the trunk, out of sight, undercover. Anything you do, just where somebody's window shopping can't see it. In addition to that, the arrival of online shopping, perhaps have your deliveries delivered to your workplace if it's allowed. But if you leave it on the porch, that just leaves more opportunity for people to drive by and just pick it up as they're walking through the neighborhood.
One factor people may not take into account during the season is the weather, as Chief Colclasure says warmer weather, like what is expected this weekend, traditionally brings more theft with it.
Warmer weather, more people are walking, whether it be kids, young adults, older people. That just opens the door. If you have that in conjunction with an open car, an open garage, you know, we've had presents taken out of garages before. We've had presents taken out of a car. We've had medication taken out of cars. It just, you give them the opportunity, they're going to exploit it.
Chief Colclasure also reminds drivers to be sure to clean their windows of frost and snow when first getting into their vehicles so as to remain as safe as possible on the roadways. The 100th anniversary of Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield passed by in February of this year with relatively little fanfare. 35-year-old Jared Vaughn, the current owner of the funeral home, said he had hoped to have a celebration of some kind, but a series of health setbacks, plus the demands of the business, kept anything from happening. Vaughn said the first recorded funeral at the home was in February of 1918, though the building, which served as a residence in the late 1800s, was only purchased as a funeral home in 1930. Vaughn's grandfather, Bob Johnson, began working at the home in the 1950s and purchased it in 1977. Vaughn, in turn, bought the business in 2008, which is when its current name of Johnson & Vaughn came into being. When asked what has allowed the business to last and flourish, Vaughn didn't point to any single trait. Instead, he said his grandfather taught him to simply, quote, do what it takes. He said some families talk with the staff for 15 minutes, and others may need up to 24 hours in a week before a funeral. To quote Vaughn, I am whatever the family wants me to be. He said he didn't enter into the business to be a promoter of any kind. He's just working to help families when they need it. Vaughn also said that, due to the nature of living in a small town, most families that come to the home have been served by his business in the past. However, while families may not change, Vaughn says the industry has, even in the roughly 20 years that he has worked at the funeral home. He says that daytime visitations have become more popular, as have cremations. According to Vaughn, the majority of people have visitations directly before funeral services today, and the home has a roughly 25 to 30% cremation rate. That's still below the national rate of more than 50%, but Vaughn only foresees that trend continuing to grow. Frontier Community College is offering a 4-day basic drawing skills course on its campus, and registration is open now. The class is open to individuals of all ages, and both beginners and experienced students are welcome. Basic drawing skills will be held from Tuesday, December 11th, to Friday, December 14th. The class will meet from 7:30 to 9 o'clock a.m. in room 25 of Mason Hall, and Fairfield local David Harrell will be the instructor. Those enrolled in the class will develop drawing skills and techniques through various exercises and projects in order to improve and further enjoy the art of drawing. Students should bring a sketchbook and pencils. To register for the basic drawing skills course, call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. The cost of the class is $30. Those calling are asked to reference course number 32594 at the time of registration. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is hosting a special event reserved for children with sensory issues and/or autism to have a special time to visit with Santa on December 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For children who have sensory issues or autism, it's often too much for them to visit a busy mall or other public venue to see Santa. Fairfield Memorial Hospital believes that Christmas is a special time for all children and will be providing a sensory-friendly area in the FMH Medical Arts Complex. Children will be able to visit Santa and have their photo taken for free. In addition, FMH will also have an area for the siblings of these children to go play that will not interfere with the other children's time with Santa if needed. Refreshments will be served. Anyone who would like to schedule a 20-minute session with Santa is asked to contact FMH's administrative assistant, Mary Knight, at 847-8243. Space is limited, so pre-registration is required. When calling to set up a time for a child, information on that child's likes and dislikes will be gathered in order to be better prepared for their Santa session. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Ristvet has announced the ISP will conduct a roadside safety check in Hamilton County during December. Captain Ristvet says the ISP has zero tolerance for impaired driving in Illinois, and officers working the detail will be on the lookout for those operating vehicles in an unsafe manner, driving under the influence, transporting open alcoholic beverages, speeding, driving distracted, and those with safety belt or child restraint violations. According to Captain Ristvet, the roadside safety checks are designed to keep roads safe by taking DUI offenders off the roads. Hunting season continues in Illinois, and DNR officials want those walking into the woods or climbing into tree stands to be safe. Ed Cross with the Department of Natural Resources says safely getting into a tree stand starts with wearing a harness.
In a situation where it comes down to a tree fall injury, if somebody's trying to climb out of the stands and they get their foot stuck and then they fall all the way down, and it does happen sometimes where a hunter will fall asleep in the stands and not have some sort of harness that will keep them anchored to a tree. By having those harnesses, you're able to save your life and prevent some serious injuries.
Last year, 10 hunters reported falling from tree stands in Illinois. American farmers still working to get out their remaining soybeans after harvest season are struggling to figure out what to do with a record crop now that their traditionally dominant export market is largely closed. Usually by this point in the year, car trains filled with soybeans would be moving to ports on the West Coast destined for China. But this year is different after China all but stopped buying U.S. soybeans in response to President Donald Trump's trade tariffs. Fearful of economic failure, farmers across the country are trying to determine how to store a potentially 1 billion bushel surplus until it can be sold at a decent price. President Trump has created a one-time $12 billion program to compensate for the loss in trade, and soybean farmers are slated to get the largest share of that money. Even with payments from that fund, though, which amount to about 82 cents a bushel this year, farmers may still fall short of breaking even. Another 82 cents may be approved next year if a trade agreement isn't reached, per the USDA. Farmers produced a record U.S. harvest of 4.6 billion bushels this year, but the USDA reports exports to China are down 94% from a year ago, since Chinese companies were ordered to stop buying American soybeans. U.S. soybean farm organizations have cultivated other markets, including Egypt, Argentina, and Iran, and boosted sales to the European Union and Mexico. However, that doesn't make up for the gap left by the loss of the Chinese market. Meanwhile, more beans are going into storage than is usual, and that could have an impact on the price of the 2019 crop. There will not be a new Tobacco 21 law this year, Kim Howard reports.
House lawmakers failed to override the governor's veto of a bill raising the legal age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Representative Camille Lilly of Oak Park sponsored the measure, saying it's about protecting young people's health.
Tobacco 21 is an important piece of legislation in Illinois that would help prevent young people from beginning a lifetime tobacco addiction. Tobacco 21 protects children, reduces smoking rates, saves billions in health care costs, and saves lives.
In his veto message, the governor argued that a Tobacco 21 law would just cause people to buy their smokes from neighboring states. Cities already have the power to raise the age in their own communities. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
The gift of love, the gift of peace, the gift of happiness. May these be yours this holiday season from Citizens National Bank of Albion. Proudly serving this area with all the latest banking technologies. No better banking. Fairfield Save-A-Lot. Everyday low prices and thousands of price cuts. Tim and Cheryl McBride and employees. Dr. Patrick Molt, General Surgeon in Fairfield, along with certified laser technologists Jessica Molt and Sheila Vaughn. Complete HVAC in Albion, your trusted Carrier dealer for over 39 years. Stu Markman and employees. United Mutual Insurance of Albion and Grinnell Mutual Insurance, serving this area for over 130 years. Car Corral Polaris and Flora, offering a full line of Yeti products and Polaris ATVs and UTVs. And Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Carmyne Fairfield, the Rush family and their employees.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 53. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,310, down 55. The NASDAQ is at 7,278, down 13. January crude oil is at $57.33. That is up 17 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
We all know home is where the heart is. Now the experts at Carrier have put a new twist on that notion, introducing the Carrier Core Thermostat, the heart of a smarter home. With the Core Thermostat, you can control your home comfort from across the room or across the country. The Core Thermostat also monitors your energy usage and turns it into reports you can use to save money. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
In Lakeland area deaths, 91-year-old Doris May Barnard Arnold, formerly of Wayne City, died at 10:20 p.m. on Wednesday at Green Tree Residential Living in Mount Vernon, Illinois. She was an LPN. Doris Arnold is survived by a daughter, Sandra Simpson of Mount Vernon, 5 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Doris Arnold will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Wayne City Baptist Church, with burial in Thomason Cemetery. Visitation will be from noon to 2 p.m. at the church. Memorials may be made to the Wayne City Baptist Church. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 77-year-old Albion resident Charlotte Ann Wood died on Tuesday at St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. She had worked in assembly at Champ for 35 years. Charlotte Wood is survived by 4 daughters, Kathy Wayland of Albion, Gay Lynn Wood of Albion, Terry Wood of Albion, and Misty Sandifer of Henderson, Kentucky, 1 son, James Wood of Maud, longtime companion Joseph Joe Williams, 4 sisters, Marilyn Hinton, Marjorie Williams, Connie Knight, and Diana Smith, 2 brothers, Daryl Clodfelter and Richard Clodfelter, sister-in-law Patricia Clodfelter, 12 grandchildren, 27 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandchild. Visitation for Charlotte Wood will be Friday, tomorrow, from 6 to 8 p.m.
at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services will be Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. at the funeral home, with burial to follow at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Memorials may be made to the family to offset funeral expenses. Envelopes will be available at the funeral home. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old Fairfield resident Mildred Grove died at 1:15 a.m. on Wednesday at Aperian Care in Fairfield. She was a homemaker. Mildred Grove is survived by a daughter, Dorothy Vaughn of Fairfield, a son, Frank Grove of Fairfield, 18 grandchildren, 40 great-grandchildren, and 19 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mildred Grove will be held at noon on Saturday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial at Powers Cemetery near Xenia. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. A 50% chance for showers and a high of 50. 90% chance for showers tonight with a low of 40. And cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 52. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Morning showers are possible on Saturday with a high of 65 and low of 45. Sunny on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 58 with a low of 38. And then scattered showers on Monday. Monday's high will be around 45 with a low around 35.